each week at this time. We share your letters to the broadcaster. It's your platform, your soapbox to say whatever you want, to share whatever you want. You can submit it at powerfmsa.com.au. We're going to start this morning with a letter from Andrew. Says, dear Damon, after hearing the interview with Mr. Brian Gilbertson from the National Pharmacy's Christmas pageant last week, it's so great to be inspired that despite all we've endured in 2020, we can still have Christmas. Love that, Andrew. He continues saying, considering that within the region, only Stirling and Murray Bridge will be holding a pageant in their own style this year, it is the optimal time for community groups in each area to reach out to their community and let them know they are still in operation. And what better way to do that than by registering a float in the Christmas pageants? Definitely something that everyone should consider, spreading a little bit of that Christmas spirit. And I know that there are other places around our region, which we've reported at our local news at powerfmsa.com.au, that are still holding other Christmas things as well. So getting involved in some Christmas activity, a great way to spread some spirit around this time of year. Andrew, love that, mate. Now, generally, we would share a couple of letters, but we've got some business to attend to today. And that business is this, from Aaron, back in March. He said, please tell Damon, don't try to sing on the radio. Now, if you've been following this since that time, over the last 6, 7, 8 months, each week in Letters to the Broadcaster, we have sung a song for Aaron in a bunch of different genres. Here's a couple of examples.
I see your letter come down with your civil request, and I'm like, forget you.
Has CeeLo Green got a run?
I got letters that ask me not to sing, but they're never gonna keep me down. I got letters that ask me not to sing, you're never gonna keep me down.
Thinking about that email you sent,
Atomic
I cannot escape and I cannot forget.
A song into the mix.
Aaron, you're the one. You can right this wrong. This is a friendship we can mend.
We may never, ever, ever
some Taylor Swift
get back together, cause we have not heard from you again whatsoever. So can you talk to your friends, talk to my friends, or talk to me, Aaron, cause it's the only way you'll stop this Aaron endeavor.
Some better than others.
And don't you frown, turn that frown upside down. Yes, Aaron, we're doing some singing, so this won't go number one with a bullet, but I want to win you over, maybe this song will do it.
So 20 to 30 songs have been written for Aaron, with the entire premise being we just wanted to hear back from him. Don't try, please tell David, don't try to sing on the radio. We're worried that Adam wasn't listening anymore. So last week, when we spoke to former Australian Idol and champion, the number one album in the country, Guy Sebastian, he actually helped with this endeavour.
Aaron, please don't let me down. Send a message Damon's way.
And after 20 songs, after all that effort, finally, last week we heard from Aaron from Strap Out, but he didn't write another letter. But what he did do is get in touch via our Power FMSA Facebook page with a short message. Good work, Damo. Aaron, Strathalbyn. We had a little bit of a back and forth. We tried to get him on the show, but Aaron, a little bit of a shy guy, which is absolutely fine. He was out on the excavator working, tuning in, and heard Guy got in on the mix and got in the message. In fact, I think he's listening right now. I've just got a message through. He's still listening, but don't give up your day job. So here's the thing. For a running joke that has been going for 7, 8 months, what do you do once it comes to an end? Do you keep singing? Well, is there any point if Aaron has already got back to us? I suppose all we can really do is say our proper goodbyes to Aaron and this joke.
Time to say goodbye.
Yep, we're doing this.
Half a year it took. Maybe you were shy, but you did it. You did it, Aaron. Now I have to dry my eyes. Time to say goodbye. Over 20 songs, but the winner was Guy Sebastian, he only did two lines. That was it. And finally you said hi, time to say goodbye. The singing can stop, and I'll tell you why. We finally got a reply. It's time for this joke to die. Time to say goodbye. Did my singing improve, or does it still make you cry? It doesn't matter anymore, because you wrote back. Thank you, Aaron.
That joke is done. Letters of the Broadcaster out. Send us a letter at powerfmsa.com.au.